Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford, who is a full-time realtor over at Boston Connect Real Estate, along with me. How are you?
Well, now that I'm here with you, I'm fabulous.
You've been with me for a very long time. We've been neighbors and friends for 23 years. Yep. And, you know, working together for
12.
Yeah. Wow. That's a long time.
I know.
Yeah, because I've been in the business 15 years now. So,
yeah.
You've
still
been
love
with
each
me
other.
12? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because we are neighbors and friends. It's like that family. Like, we're at the point now where we're like family, where even if you do hate me, like, you have to fake it that you don't.
Could never hate you.
Yeah,
love
right.
you with all my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure there are times you're rolling your eyes behind my head.
Maybe three or four.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure. We have Larry manning the phones for us this morning. So if you have any questions for myself or Cindy, you can call into the studio at 781-837-4900. I'm hoping that we get a couple phone calls today. I have a feeling we might be getting a special phone call from a special person in my life today. So hopefully we'll hear from somebody. Cindy, we have papers. Like, this is the most prepared we've ever been, really, ever. So we have papers all over the place. And our topic today is going to be interesting. Oh, actually, I want to do a little house cleaning stuff first, too, can I?
Sure.
I'm going to back
up.
I'm all business this morning. We are live this morning, and I got called out by one of my favorite listeners, Tom, and he caught me because last weekend I had pre-recorded because I had plans, you know, to do some things with Mary in the city last weekend, so I wasn't able to be here. So we had pre-recorded the show, which I thought was better than having a guest fill in for me, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But he had a couple questions for me. He asked me if I gained any weight from all the pasta I ate while I was in Italy. And I didn't.
Nope.
I didn't gain any weight while I was there, but I have to tell you, the past week since I've been home, all I've been doing is eating junk. We live in a junk world society here. It's too easy. They don't have all that stuff over there, you know. When you go into a convenience store, they basically have wine and cheese and some bread and like little incidentals that you might need.
We have way too much sugar on the shelves.
They don't have, like, you know how we have, like, a potato chip, like, aisle? We don't even have a rack. We have an aisle. Yeah. I don't think you could find potato chips in Italy. You really can't. Candy bars, they have, like, a couple little candy bars sitting on a counter. You know what I mean? They just eat the right way.
They do it right.
So, Tom from Kingston, I'm sorry that I disappointed you last week. I know you had some good questions. So, if you want to call me, maybe I'll know the answers. But the answer to the one question is no, I didn't gain any weight while I was in Italy. It was none. No weight gain. All right. So, back on track here. Today, Cindy and I are both full-time real estate agents, have been for the last 12, 15 years for me, you know, out there helping home buyers and home sellers with the process of selling their house, buying a house, navigating home buying and home selling at the same time, which a lot of my clients this year in particular, you know, I'd say, so this year I sold 44 houses. Did you know that?
I do.
Yeah,
Mary. I keep track of that.
You do? No, I don't.
No, I don't know how many I sold, but it's not anywhere near.
Yeah.
What you
well, you've had a really good year.
I have had a great year.
Mary keeps track of all that, but it came up the other day when somebody asked, and I said, I have no idea. You'll have to ask Mary. So I have sold 44 homes this year, but I don't look at that as how many homes I've sold. I look at it more as how many families have I helped, and that's truly how I feel. So it's been great. But of those families that I've helped, I would say the majority of them have been the people I call my right-sizers. It's not a downsizing. It's not a downer that you're leaving your four-bedroom colonial, maybe purchasing a condo here or purchasing a condo in Florida. It's not a downer.
No, not at all. No. You just don't need that space anymore that, you know, no one's living in. The kids are gone. We'll be there at some point.
Yeah.
But my daughter's never going to leave me.
Yeah, I know. I might move in with you at one point myself. But I never went up, so that's where I am in my life. I'm still in the same three-bedroom cape, so the only
You've
thing...
You've expanded that three-bedroom cape greatly.
Yeah, I mean, we expanded, but it isn't huge and, you know, It's just like it's manageable.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I don't know until I can't do stairs anymore. Mm. When will that be?
Oh, next month.
I already feel like I'm there right now. Again, the number here at the studio, and Larry is waiting for your phone calls. I was really surprised to see Larry here with me this morning. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions, comments, concerns for us, anything to do with real estate, please give us a call. And we're going to discuss today why we think that putting your home on the market during the holidays and during the winter is probably a good idea, because people think it's a bad idea. Yeah. And Cindy, people ask you all the time, when is the best time to put my house on the market? What are your thoughts on that?
There isn't a bad time to put your house on the market. There really isn't, especially during these winter months when there's lower inventory right now, but then during the winter months, there's even lower inventory because people do take their properties off the market sometimes for the holidays. They just don't want people coming in and out, or, you know, they want to over-decorate or for whatever reason. But it's a great time, actually, mm-hmm. right now to have your house on the market.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And this conversation and this topic actually got decided yesterday. Cindy and I were in the office, and we were like, oh, what are we going to talk about on the radio tomorrow? And this is the topic we came up with because it was actually a conversation we were having in the office at that time about the inventory being low. It's been low all year.
Yes.
But it's been, you know, it definitely dies off this time. And I know that you have a client that you're working with, and, you know, it's a struggle to find them properties. I know that Mary and I have clients that we've been looking for, honestly, over a year. And it's like they've gotten stuck in the trap of they happen to be in a demographic of where there's a lot of people in that demographic. So as soon as something comes on the market, people are there, they're overbidding, they're buying with emotion, which as a buyer's agent, I never, ever, ever suggest. Yeah, right? The best way
absolutely.
Is by statistics. You're big on
yes.
that. And we'll get more detailed on what your responsibilities are as, you know, you are working as a buyer's agent. But who do you think is, let's back up. So you first said that you believe that now is a good time to put your house on the market. What do you think people think for the holidays? Why? Like, what do they think the interruptions, why do they think that that's going to be a bother to them?
I think it's just the, you know, trying to get the house decorated, presents under the tree. Like some people leave things out on the dining room table or wherever they're wrapping presents or doing their Christmas cards. My clients, I always want their house to be, you know, show ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they just feel like that would be overwhelming, I think, during the holidays. And having people come in and out of the house when they might be having, you know, a gathering or something like that. And it's really, you know, you just have to manage your house. And it should look great all the time during mm-hmm. the holidays. You should be.
Yeah.
It should always be show ready, especially where you've put the effort into decorating and things. But I would suggest decorating a little less. A little less is more when you have your house on the market.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things, too, with the interruptions, what I find is if you are on the market right now, the people who are really looking right now, because honestly, like, you know, the people who are looking right now, they're serious buyers. And I think that that's one of the most important things. So the interruptions that you're going to get, they're probably going to be further apart. You know what I mean? So it won't be that many interruptions. I always suggest that you never, like, decline a showing. And if you are in the middle of wrapping presents and all of that, yes, it may be a hassle, but you really do want to, you know, get your home sold. So you know what? We have to stop real quick because
we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Who could it be?
Oh, my gosh. So we have Casey from Florence, Italy. Good morning, Casey May.
Hello, Mom. It's actually evening here, so it's 4 o'clock.
It is. It's four. Is it what, quarter past four there, honey?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I was talking to Casey May, well, it was my morning, this morning and her afternoon, and she is finishing up her semester studying abroad. And so many people ask me, they hear that I'm talking about her and everything. So I said, Casey, it would be great if you could just call in. And, you know, there's probably lots of people who have either their grandchildren or their children who are thinking about studying abroad. So I thought she could give us a little highlight how it's been for her this year. I'm so excited because, Casey, my heart is pounding right now, and it does every time I talk to you because obviously, well, Well, Cindy knows. Like, the craziness that's been going on in the world, these kids who are studying abroad have a little piece of it, but not all of it, because our news sort of embellishes a lot on everything that's going on. But my Christmas present certainly is coming true for me when I am standing at Logan Airport next Thursday picking up this beautiful little redhead of mine. So, Case, and then what I did for her and her roommate, there's so many stresses, anxiety and everything when you're abroad, and we went and just saw her, and it was just so great. But there is a lot of isolation. I mean, you're with the same group of people and everybody else speaking another language. So they're studying for finals, getting ready to go. So I said, girls, why don't you book massages and put it on mommy's card? And that was my little treat to them for the end. So they're prepared. They had their massage. How'd the massage go?
Oh, it was awesome. Bella's here too.
Oh, hi, Bella.
Hello. It was fantastic. Thank you again. Yes.
So now I expect A's on those exams.
Our final week studying.
Yes, so I expect A's, girls. So real quickly, why don't you tell everybody, I know that you were deciding between Australia and Florence, Italy. So why don't you tell people why you chose what you chose and how it's working out for you?
Well, I'm very happy that I chose Italy because it's given me the opportunity to travel a lot around Europe. And, you know, I worked all summer and saved up my money, so I've been able to travel. I went to, Prague and the Czech Republic. I went to Germany for Oktoberfest.
And twice.
Germany was cool, too, because I'm taking my History of the Holocaust class, so it was interesting to be in Germany and see a little piece of history, too. Mm-hmm. We went to the Amalfi Coast. We went to Portugal and Spain. So I've done a lot of traveling, which has been amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's been basically you and Bella through every process, right?
Yes, it has been.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, that's so sweet of what has come out of this. Cindy, I don't know if you know, but Bella is also a Fairfield student. She's also from Massachusetts. She's adorable as well. They knew each other when they were in school, but they were familiar with each other, but they didn't really, like, hang out, so to speak, you know what I mean? But they felt comfortable enough to say, hey, can we room with each other and one other girl, Maggie, when we get to Italy? And they did, and I think that was a connection that was supposed to be made.
Yeah, no, definitely. We were even talking about it the other night at dinner with some of our other friends, and I was like, can you believe that Bella and I didn't even know each other before we came to Italy? Like, we knew of each other, but we never hung out before. And they were like, no way, like, that's not true. Like, you guys are so close. We can't believe that. I was like, I know.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So, Casey, why don't you tell us with some of your classes? I know you're taking Holocaust, so you have to fulfill your liberal arts aspect of what you're doing. So, Casey, what is your major, and what are your thoughts?
My major is politics and international relations, and here I'm mostly just taking my core classes. So, I'm in History of the Holocaust, which fulfills my history requirement, and then I have to take Italian because we're in Italy. But
ciao, Bella. Ciao, Casey.
Yeah.
Ciao.
I had my presentation for that yesterday, so that went well.
Say something to me in Italian.
What's that?
Say something to me in Italian.
Ciao, mi chiamo Casey. Ho 20 anni.
Awesome. Perfect. I'm guessing
my name is Casey. I'm 20.
You're 21, honey.
21. Yeah. I said 21 too.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. Okay, so all your other courses too. I know you're taking, like an art class there too that you had to fulfill, right?
Yes, I'm taking, it's called Florence Sketchbook, which has been a great class because we get to go out and see the city and sketch what we see, even though my sketches aren't beautiful. They're... It's a great experience, too.
Because you get a lot of history of everything that's over there. That's one of the things, Case, that I was really amazed with when I was over in Florence was just the history of what's there and just you know, so much history. So you're getting a little piece of that. And you actually told me a lot of it. Like, KC is right near the area of Santa Croce, the Basilica of Santa Croce, and that's where Michelangelo is buried. So I thought that was interesting. But she told me that. And she's like, Mom, see where you're walking? When we were, I think, in one of the churches, the Domo, KC. And you're like, oh, those are all, like, where people were buried. Like, those are tombs that we're walking on. So,
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they need to be buried in the churches.
All right. So what about the fun aspect about being there, Case? Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, not that, like, going to Oktoberfest twice wasn't fun, but what about just in Florence? What do you like about the, you know, just the culture that you've learned there? A lot about wine.
Yes, I joined a wine club, so that was fun, of course. And, I mean, just being here with everyone and meeting new people has been a lot of fun. A lot of things happen in Florence, too. Like, we've seen marathons, and there's a Christmas market, like, two streets over from our apartment right now that has all kinds of little shops set up just in the middle of a big square.
Nice.
There's the leather markets, which are always fun to walk around. They just lit up the Christmas tree over by the Duomo, so...
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I bet. And the little tour that we did was fabulous, too, with, you know, going, you know, through Tuscany and up to, you know, the Chianti Classico, and that dinner that you, that we made that night in the private cooking class. The school has been very helpful. By the way, Casey goes to Fairfield University, for those of you just joining us and don't know, and she's calling in from live from Firenze, Italia. How do I say it? Italia. The school's been very helpful with helping you guys. You've been very safe over there, which I know a lot of people have been asking me about that, too. Security guards and stuff in front of your school. So that's all been good, right?
Yes, that has been good. It's been very safe. And even in these last few weeks, they've been kind of upping the security. We got an email the other day, too, that they're having, like, guards, night guards for our apartments and stuff now.
Oh.
So I think just they're taking extra precautions with everything going on.
Perfect.
But,
well,
well,
I can't. I can't wait to have you and Bella back at Logan on American soil, and to give you guys both a big hug. I miss you terribly, but I know you're having a fabulous time, so I'm really happy for you. But we have to get back to our radio show. Do you and Bella have anything else you want to discuss that maybe might be important for people thinking about studying abroad or their family members?
I just want to say it's been an amazing experience, and if you have the opportunity to do it, definitely do it. I know you and Dad have worked very hard, and I know selling real estate isn't always easy for you, and I just want to say I'm very grateful for this opportunity, and it's been absolutely amazing, and it's something, like, I don't even know how I'm going to go home at Christmas and try to explain it to people when they're like, oh, how was Florence? Like, it's just impossible to sum up, like, everything that we've experienced here.
Well, honey, I am more than pleased to help you get to that opportunity. And I just expect one thing when you come home is, other than the hug, is you just teach me about all those wines.
Right.
So we'll have a little wine session now that you're 21, okay? All right. All right, Casey. Bye, Bella. Thank you. I'm so glad that you could join us live this morning, too, Bella. It's been, from my family to you, it's been a pleasure having you. You were with us for our Thanksgiving, and I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't have wanted it another way either.
Oh, God. All right, guys. I love you. Have a great day. Be safe. Okay. Make good decisions.
Bye, Case. Love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye. So that was Casey McNamara and Bella, who were calling in from Florence, Italy, just to give us a little update on her little tour. So I thought that that would be a nice little break for us this morning, right?
Perfect.
You know what? This is a good time. We're going to break. When we come back, we can talk about everything that we're supposed to be talking about.
Sounds good.
Imperial Inspection Services. Complete home inspection services. Radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services. 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. I am the broker, owner, and founder of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. And I have in-house with me today Cindy Ford, who is a full-time realtor as well, who works at Boston Connect Real Estate. She's actually taken on a new role at the office with us, and she is now one of our mentors. So she is training some of our younger, new-to-the-business agents. So I know that they are very lucky to have you on their side, and we're very grateful to have you as one of the leaders of our office that are, you know, showing people the way. We have our team, which we call, it's our training, education, advising, and mentoring. That's our team. So that's sort of our thing in our office. And you are one of our team leaders. So I'm really happy to have you doing that.
Thank you. And you know, it's such a great opportunity. But before we go into what we're really supposed to be talking about, I want to say one of the many fabulous things about working at Boston Connect Real Estate is what you offer the agents so that we are the very best out there at what we do. Mm. The training, the classes, you have managers in the office that constantly have, you know, roundtable discussions so that we can help those newer agents, you know, with mm-hmm. some of our, you know, the knowledge that we have mm-hmm. just over the years, and also of being home buyers, which a lot of our agents have never done themselves, so they can't yeah. even put themselves in that position. But just the opportunities you offer us is incredible and sometimes hard to keep up with. Yeah. There's a lot that we have at our hands and our fingertips because of what you do.
Well, and
honestly,
I think it's great too, and thank you for saying that. You know, I'm very humble and I'm turning red right now, but I think one of the things that was important to me when I opened up the office was I did want that office where we have very smart agents who are really helping families to the best of their ability and really doing it not because it's a transaction, not because it's a paycheck. And I've asked people, what's more important to you, your commission or your clients? And if they stutter on the answer, then I know they don't belong there. And we have asked people to leave because based on things like that. Yeah. But I think it's all those roundtables are wonderful as well because yeah. we're learning from each other. We're yeah. learning, you know, from, you know, the new agents, like the questions that they ask prompt us as seasoned agents to really think about the way we're doing things. So it is wonderful. Yeah. So,
and even the seasoned agents learning from seasoned agents and yeah. new agents.
Exactly. Like we all do things differently.
All these apps are
yeah,
killing me.
Yeah, I know. yeah. So if you're great. An agent out there and you are considering something new for the new year, please feel free to give me a call. If you're interviewing other companies, feel free to interview us at Boston Connect Real Estate. We are connecting Boston to the South Shore and the islands through real estate. So you can call me, and it's always confidential and private, of course. My cell phone is 781-294-4848. So I don't recruit, by the way. That was the most recruiting I've ever done. So there we go. Let's get back into this. So we're talking about why now is a good time to put your house on the market. Don't take it off the market during the holidays. nowadays, there aren't as many buyers possibly out there because there isn't as much inventory out there. That's really the thing. But the buyers who are looking are definitely more serious buyers. So your interruptions are not, they're farther and fewer, you know, in between. If you're wrapping presents, this is what we were starting, and you're in the middle of it, that's easy enough for me to explain to one of my clients.
Absolutely.
So the other agent, and just say, hey, Cindy, I know you want to show my new listing. Just want to let you know they'd be more than happy to let you go in the house. But can you just keep in mind that they were in the middle of wrapping, so everything's sort of in the middle of the dining room table. Please overlook that.
Right. Absolutely.
So what is the demographic of people that you think are definitely looking during this time of year?
Definitely first-time home buyers. You know, they aren't thinking about, you know, the holiday or, you know, not necessarily that, oh, we have something to sell. So those first time home buyers,
they just show up for dinner.
They just have to be there at a certain time and a certain day. But they are, and I've just this month had three, you know, people that are.
Last week you had three. Yeah.
three this week.
Oh, I had three closings this week.
Mm-hmm. No. So that, you know, in December, that's not bad. And they are people that I've just met and worked with just within the last 4 or 5 weeks. But they're looking. They're serious. I'm working with someone right now that we're hoping, you know, to close on something in January. They're looking. Doesn't matter. They're not thinking snow. They're not thinking weather. They need a home and they want to find a home. So my first-time home buyers, and then some people that sold properties but weren't able to find anything. So they've been renting and they no longer want to rent.
Yep.
They want to get in their home. So, you know, that dual transaction.
That's a really good point, Cindy. I'm glad you brought that up because you are so smart. It's wicked unbelievable. So anyways, but that's the good point is that they did sell their properties. And I had a couple clients in this situation and they weren't able to find something else. But they are really thinking, I need to be, some of them got, you know, winter rentals, like in Marshfield and Scituate and in our water communities. They have to be out of those houses in April and May.
Right.
So in order for them to do that, they need to be looking for a house right now so they can close in the next 45, 60, 90 days. So that's why if your house is on the market, guess what? You have a better chance of getting top dollar because there are so many people looking for that one house.
Right. And also during this time, so maybe there aren't as many people looking, so your opportunity to not have to get into a bidding war or something on a property that does come on the market is a great time. But also our spring market starts February 1, which is, you know, just 2 months away.
2 months away. It's almost less.
So now you're going to have more people looking, and you could potentially not get the home of your choice.
Yep.
So there's, and it's been, for me anyway, and I'm sure with 44 transactions, it has been a very busy year. And even during the summer, when people say things slow down, I had the busiest summer that I've ever had.
You know, it's so funny.
It has been a great year.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin Sealand, who is a builder contractor that I work for. And as you know, I do a lot of new construction. And when he has condos down there, and we've been doing over in Jefferson Square is the name of the condo development. It's in Pembroke on Route 53. Great location. It's that South End Beacon vibe in there. Brand new construction. If anyone knows Sealand Corporation, you know him, his dad, the reputation. The name stands for itself.
Absolutely.
Good quality. He's right on track, like with everything that you want to work for as a when you're working with a builder. And he even said to me yesterday, I was talking to him because we actually got two offers. One of them was yours. On two of the units down there. And he's like, I just can't believe how many people are coming out of the woodwork right now. And I said, I know, because there is not a lot of inventory. And that's why people still need a place to go. So even he was a little surprised that it's as busy as it is right now.
In like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
crazy
absolutely.
Busy for him. So that is a great thing.
Yeah.
Snowbirds, people that, you know, have decided maybe last winter was just a little too much for them. And they want to, you know, move permanently. Mm-hmm. So they need their house listed. And now's the time that they're thinking of going down there for the winter. I do have someone that I'm going to be working with in Plymouth, and they want to come back up this way a little bit, but she's down in Florida. She's choosing to wait until the spring market, but she knows that that's February and right around the corner. So we also converse with people that I have one in Norwell that will be coming on in February.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to be doing some cleaning and doing some things. Do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yep.
Be prepared so we can you know, right
absolutely.
At the...
Absolutely. I was talking to one of my clients from Hingham, and she, we had their house sold, and she is down in Florida now, and she's definitely a right-sizer, and sold their bigger house up here on the South Shore, and they had a condo down in Naples, and what they did is they sold the condo down in Naples, they built a new home down in Naples, and then they put their house on the market up here, they have that sold, and now they're buying up here. Well, a condo came on the market in an area that they're very interested in, and they really wanted it, and I went there and did video, like FaceTime with them, walking through this condo, and they put in a full price offer, cash, to get the house, because there were multiple offers on it. So, yeah. These are the things that people are doing. You know right. what I mean? They're free on their time because this is a perfect time thing for them too, is because it's contingent upon the other person finding suitable housing, the seller. What perfect than somebody who's already going to be down in Florida until May paying cash. They're like, I don't have to worry about a rate lock. We want the condo. We're going to go through the home inspection and all that other stuff. We'll have a family member do it for us, or one of us will fly up. And they're just, that's how it's working, because there isn't a lot of inventory. So if you are on the market right now, you know, that's and don't be afraid that if you put your house in the market, then you'll have no place to live. We definitely have contingencies to help you and protect you through that. So,
right.
What other people?
One other thing, which I didn't realize, and I was reading about this morning, is relocation. Because, see, a lot of companies are hiring the first of the year because the new budgets are in place.
Yep.
And, you know, they tend not to during the end of the year, but they'll be prepared. So people know that they're going to be starting a new job, that may be moving here from Chicago, Atlanta, wherever. And they're coming to Boston, where, you know, it's such a hub for finance, medical,
education.
So people are going to be wanting to get in here in January. So
absolutely.
I'm trying to tell those people with, and especially not to segregate, but the higher end homes, people that are transferring here. So I tell my people, be on the market, because
if you're not, then they can't pick you.
Right.
You know, and I have this conversation a lot with the demographic of, you know, higher end properties as well. So, you know, that C-level executive is looking, and they're, you know, they are relocating, you know, so they, and again, you don't need a company that has, you know, relocation division, like that's so, you have your house on the market, anybody who is relocating is going to see your house on the market.
Correct.
One of the things that works with our office, which is great, because we get a lot of people because of the name of our company, Boston Connect Real Estate, that we are easily found through Google because of people searching for homes in the Boston area. So that's why a lot of our listings that we have in our office, we're actually able to sell a lot of them directly through our office because people are finding us that way. But that C-level, they're looking now. Right. And they're moving here. They're possibly going to be moving their family. That's the other thing, too. Kids are on break. Like, Casey's coming home. Mackenzie's coming home. Right. They're going to be on winter break. It's a really good time for that transition, is in January. So perfect for those higher demographic homes. Don't take your home off the market for the winter just because, or the holidays, because you think, oh, I just can't do this. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
We help you through it.
Always.
What else? I mean...
Full service.
I'll go over there. I'll help you wrap your presents.
And then you can come help me wrap
mine. Yeah, exactly. Any other people on there, or demographic that we can think about that's really thinking about it? I mean, that's really...
No,
that's really everybody.
Yeah, it is. You've got your right sizers, you've got your relocations, you've got your first-time home buyers, and you have your snowbirds.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
There isn't really anybody. Then there's just, I did sort of mention this when it comes to schools.
Right.
You know, the people who do have, you know, young families and things like that. You know, it's a good time anytime, really, you know. And I know a lot of people will say that demographic, actually, with the young kids there, we want to get our kids through, you know, the school year and everything. That's great. But if you put your house on the market in February, you have to put your house on the market in February to be prepared to get out by June.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And find something.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this market, yeah. And get the kids accustomed to the neighborhood and, you know, so that they have some friends maybe when the school year starts. But it goes by fast. Like, the spring market is
February. It is February. So what are some of the things? Let's hop into just what we can, suggestions and tips. So both Cindy and I, you've heard in the past, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're both of Boston Connect Real Estate. We've both been realtors for 12 and 15 years. So collectively, that's 27 years of advice and experience. We're right. old.
We are. Well, I am.
Yeah. I remind you of that every so often.
Yes,
right?
You do. Mm-hmm. On a daily basis.
Yeah. You look younger than me, though. But Cindy and I are both certified staging professionals as well. So
yes.
That's one of the things that we do have, the opportunity to discuss certain things with our clients. And when we're going through their home and they're thinking about getting it prepared and putting it on the market, the things that we think that they should be doing. I know a lot of people watch HTV right now, and it's like some of the suggestions and ideas are just not necessary. I don't think you have to spend a lot of money to get your home prepared.
No.
I'd say that the number one tip is being clean,
mm-hmm.
right? So why don't you get into that a little bit more about like just tips that we can give people to have their house prepared to be on the market?
Well, I would say let's start with the outside because and I've said this before, if you drive up to that property and there's no curb appeal for you, doesn't matter what the inside looks like.
Yeah, I agree.
So you need to clean the gutters out. I have driven by houses that have their Christmas decorations up and pumpkins.
Yeah.
And a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Really?
You have to make a decision. It's one or the other right now. Yeah.
It certainly isn't fall decorations. Yeah,
well, and they have the jack-o'-lantern still out there. So it's like, okay, Halloween has passed. So has Thanksgiving.
Right. We need to take those down. So you want to, and I know it's tough, especially, this time of year, but the leaves are almost off. You need to keep that front, the leaves maintained. Make sure if you do decorate for the holidays, that it's, less is more, tasteful. Again, it's that curb appeal. And then when you go inside, it's cleaning up, the counters. It's, making sure that there's no dirty dishes in the sink, that, your closets look okay, your drawers, because people do open everything because they want to see if their things are going to fit. So you don't want to open a closet that you go, oh, there's clothes and the appliances in there.
And I know that this is hard. And again, if you are thinking, all right, I'm definitely not prepared to do this right now. I'm definitely going to plan on doing this in February, putting my house on the market. These are really good things, really good time for you to be purging and doing all that. And that's what I've been doing. Because when we went away, we had some painting done at the house and you had to put all the furniture in the middle of the room and all this other stuff. It just was perfect timing. Kevin Senna is our painter, and he is fabulous. So if you ever need a painter, please call me. You use him as well.
Forever.
He's just wonderful. He's just so fabulous. He's such a good guy. So is his wife. So as I was putting everything back, it was literally Q-tip clean everything and purging and getting rid of all of these things. It's really important. You're going to be moving anyways. You might as well stop purging things. And things that you don't need, as you're taking down your holiday decorations, put those in totes and have them nicely organized. Sorry, sometimes I go into basements, and mine looks like that now, but I'm not in the process of moving. It's like, there's stuff all over the place, and you have like all these different totes and everything else. It's like, try to just get some things that are all sort of
organized
and matching and whatever, and label things on the outside like Christmas decorations, Hanukkah, whatever it is, so it's nicely, neatly organized.
Absolutely.
What are some of your other suggestions?
I just lost my train of thought.
Do you want to take a break? Because Larry's telling me I need a break.
He's
going like this in
why
there.
Why don't we do that? I had
and
a little bit of a break in my brain.
Doesn't mean
at
he
that
wants
moment.
Me to break your neck. He's telling us we need to take a commercial.
I think that's a good thing.
And I think I saw Larry smile in there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accept accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, both, of course, from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. And if you would like to call in, if you have any questions for us or suggestions or any stories about being on the market during this time or maybe some ideas, maybe you're out there looking for a home and you've walked into some of these listings that are out there and you say, oh my goodness, I can't believe the people had the house this way and what turned you off from purchasing that house based on what you saw. 781-837-4900 is our phone number. I know we have a lot of people out there that are probably getting some shopping and things like that done, but if you get a chance, give us a call. Larry's waiting for your call. I know the inventory, like, it seems that the inventory is a little stale right now in the houses that are out there. I know you have some thoughts on that too, and real quick, the inventory from this time last year to this year is lower. It's only by 75 houses in Plymouth County, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's 75 houses that buyers don't have a choice to purchase, you know? Mm-hmm. So this only shows that when you do put your house on the market, it's probably going to sell. But what are the things that people have to consider when they are going to put their house on the market to make sure it sells? It isn't like you just put it on for an enormous amount of money and hope for the best.
Yeah, the main thing, you have to price your house appropriately. You mm-hmm. really do have to listen to your experienced real estate agent. And because we give a range, people tend to want to put it on the high end of that. And you always try and explain why your house may or may not be able to be on the high end of that. Mm. Maybe because in that range, your kitchen needs to be remodeled, or you may, mm-hmm. you know, need new countertops, or you may mm-hmm. need all the hardwood floors done, or you may need new windows. So you can't really position yourself, you know, down the high end. Yeah. But trying to convince some of the sellers of that, because everyone, of course, has pride of ownership, and they think their house is worth $1 million.
Well, you've heard me say nobody has an ugly baby. Nobody. There's not a single person I know that has an ugly baby. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so with the inventory being low, and that is a really good point. When we're right now, why another really good reason to have your house on the market, and we are giving you some ideas of what to do for curb appeal and to get your house sold, but right now we're looking at the past 6 months of closings, right? So when we're doing an analysis on a house, you have a four-bedroom colonial, okay, when we're doing with a two-car attached garage, when we're doing our analysis, we're pulling up homes in your area, in your town, obviously, and then in your area that have similar neighborhoods for four-bedroom colonials with one, you know, two-car attached garages for the past 6 months. So that's June, July, August, September, October, November. Those are the past 6 months that we're looking at. When people wait to put their house on the market. So we had really good last 6 months, right? Have been very strong in our industry and in our area especially. And people are getting on the higher end of the value. Sale price to list price ratio is probably about like 98% to 99%, which means when you put your house on the market, that's basically what people are getting. So your comps comparisons are strong. When people say, oh, I'm going to put my house on the market in April because then I'll be on for a couple months, then the kids will be out of school and all that other stuff. Well, guess what? Now you're looking at November, December, January, February, March, April. So when you're looking at those months, or even push it back to October, right? Those are, now you're looking for solds that happened in those 6 months. Okay, so how many four-bedroom colonials with two-car attached garages are going to be selling in the next, you know, 6 months, the past 2 months, this month, and the next couple months, when we're sitting here today telling you there's no inventory, there isn't going to be anything to put your house up against.
Right.
You know, so that's a really good reason, because when the appraisers go out, they need a house to appraise it too.
Right.
So anyways, I just went off on a little bit of a tangent.
No, I love
there,
that.
Well, that's aggressive.
That's a good tangent.
I know. All right. What else do we have over there that we want to talk about, Cindy?
So one of the other things, I've been looking at a lot of properties with a client this past couple of weeks, and a few of the homes that we went in, I do want to say this. So it was, when you're buying on emotion a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. We went into a couple of the properties where it smelled like Christmas. They had their gas stove or fireplace lit.
Mm-hmm.
They had soft Christmas music playing in the mm-hmm. background. They had some lights on the tree. And it was, so my client would walk in and say, oh, I love it here. And then there were those that I thought, really? They couldn't clean up the countertop? Get all those dirty dishes from 3 days ago off the counter? So it's important.
Or it smells like dog. It smells like cat. Mm. It smells like cigarette smoke. Smell seems to be worse than even visual.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, mold or
there
musk.
Was one house we actually, I said, oh, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. I need mm-hmm. to step outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and I have definitely been in houses like that. I remember one that we did. Okay, we're digressing because we're at our kitchen table here at WATD. Again, if you'd like to ask Cindy or me any questions, 781-837-4900 is our number here to call in live today. When we went to that one, we went to a house a few years ago. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And again, we understand, you know what I mean? But it doesn't really cost a lot of money to be neat and tidy. But what we're saying is when we went in there, you know, it was a lot to sort of digest. And what we did is we just took our time and we just sort of went through the house and just gave some suggestions. And we were gently helping these people through the process. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that happens. And you know what? I've been contacted by many family members who call me who are embarrassed. And they're like, I just need to let you know, like my parent, my sister, my whoever is a hoarder. And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, so there's also the mental part of that too. You know what I mean? And the emotions that are involved in that. So helping the families through it, I think, is one of the things that we really do a good job at.
Agreed. That is so important. The last house that I sold, it was a tiny house, and they just had too many things.
Yeah.
And they were overwhelmed at the thought of putting it on the market. And I said, we can mm-hmm. do this in a week. You just need the weekend to do. And they looked at me like I had three. I said, no, this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
And I said, and put everything in totes to make the house look bigger and bring them down in the basement, label those totes. And I can certainly speak to that and say, well, they're in the process of moving.
Yeah.
So this is why the basement, I said, get the things out. They had two very large dog crates in the office, and their dogs were large. And I said, those need to go in the basement.
Yep.
I'm sorry, like, we need to do this. And I try very hard not to spend any money if I don't have to.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too.
I really, you know, mm-hmm. but you can clean things, you can move things, you can organize things, and it makes the world of difference. And even several of my clients have said, oh, my God, I can't believe we got this done, that you're such a, you mm-hmm. know, I make them crazy, and I can't believe how good it looks. And
but
I,
we also
I know.
Roll up our sleeves, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
Even, I mean, you do, I do, you know, Kelly, Keelan from our office was, oh, my gosh, she's a riot. I mean, one time she was literally laying floors in the basement, like these vinyl floors to help this client out, you know? So it's not one of those, I feel as if our agents at our office are more about, like we said, we're helping the family. When I look at, what I've adored working with, by the way, is this whole demographic of people navigating home buying and home selling at the same time. And I got to tell you, one of my clients who just sold recently came in the office and to pick up his check, actually. And just the bear hug, it was like I was getting a hug from my dad. You know what I mean? So yes. Not as emotional, you know what I mean? Because no one can hug me like my dad hugs me. I love you, Dad. I know you're listening. But you know what I mean? It's that, you know, we really take this seriously and how we treat these people. So helping them through the process is always actually, you know, quite fun.
Education. I try and educate the entire way through over and over and over again. And it's just, it's invaluable. It really is.
You know what's funny, too? Like, I went into the office yesterday and one of my clients had sent me like an edible arrangement in a cute little house and everything. And I thought, geez, but they're giving me a gift. Like, you know, and you know, I don't accept gifts well. You know, I'm just awkward.
No, you do not.
I am so awkward about it. Well, I'm a benefactor. I like to give people stuff.
Agreed.
You know, so it was nice to get that. Okay. We have a few minutes left here too. One thing I do want to say, and I'll say it again at the end, but Casey texted me from Italy this morning. So if you were listening this morning, Casey McNamara called from Italy. To just give us a little highlight of our study abroad. And she said, Ma, do you mind telling people on the air that I'm home for a month if anybody needs a babysitter or a nanny? So Casey is available if you are looking for anyone to babysit, and you can call me at 781-294-4848. Okay, so what are some of the other highlights we should do?
Highlights about
what people can do to prepare their home. So we talked about the smells. Don't light candles. When you light candles, it makes me think you're hiding something. Don't you agree?
Well, I'm not hiding. No, I don't. No, I like candles.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't have a
If you walk into somebody's house and the listing, you are the buyer's agent, and you walk in and somebody has a bunch of candles going.
Well, I think that's something that we used to really talk about, always having our clients have the... So maybe they've just carried that through. I don't know.
I think no, don't do it. Just the natural smells of your house. It should be clean and fresh and whatever. You know what I mean? Smell like Pledge.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Sometimes people use the pine, like right now, they have pine candles. It's all I can smell. And it's like they're trying to hide the fact that they smoke in their bathroom. You know what I mean? It's like, I can smell the smoke.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
well, those things, you can't hide that.
Yeah. So we help you through those processes as well, too, to help give you some ideas on how to get smells out of your house, too. Some other suggestions for people when it comes to having your house prepared. We talked about the exterior. We're talking about the interior now. Closets. What are your suggestions?
You know, just people are going to open them. So if you have a coat closet and you have, like, you know, boots and shoes and things thrown in there, just organize things. Make it look neat. You know, they throw things in the top of the closet. You know, put a basket up there and put everything in the basket.
I say baskets. That all the time. Baskets. Buy some baskets.
They are like...
Yeah. So when people
hide
open
a multitude
up,
of sins.
Yeah,
they
when
really
they open
do.
Up that cabinet, or if they open up like a linen closet, you know what I mean? Like wherever all the hairspray and all that other
baskets.
I have them in my own house. That's
me too.
Yeah, because when I open it up, I don't want to see all this junk. I like to just see the baskets. I open the basket and see
pull
what's
the basket
in there.
Out, and you can see what's in there, get rid of things. Yeah, absolutely. Baskets, countertops, your kitchen cabinets, you know, taking things off the countertop that you know, the bread, the things that the people, cookies, snacks, and put them in cookie jars.
Yeah, and the reason why a lot of this is so important, by the way, is because if I look into somebody's closet, then potentially, and you don't have room in your closet. If I'm a buyer, I might think, wow, this woman doesn't have enough room for her clothes. How am I going to have enough room for my clothes? Right. If I see bread and potatoes and vegetables and all this other stuff sitting on the kitchen counter, waters. I remember I went into someone's house and they had like all these cases of water on the counter, and that's literally where they lived. I'm feeling that you don't have enough space to store these things. So definitely find a place for them. The other thing is we want people to envision their stuff in your house.
Right.
You know, I know it looks sparse, but it's you're selling a house. You're leaving your home. And one of the things I also tell people is to lift up those area rugs. If you have beautiful hardwood floors, yes, your orientals are gorgeous. I've said this in the past. Roll them up. Call the clean team down in Kingston. They're one of our sponsors here and one of our hosts with us. have them professionally cleaned. Absolutely. So you have them at your next place. Those hardwood floors, like I have to call them soon too, is they have a process that they use that you can get the luster back in your hardwood floors. You don't have to go through the process of sanding and doing all of that. So these are like, you know, less expensive ways to get a really good showing on your home. So definitely take advantage of them. And as you know, all of our hosts here are wonderful. So when I mention them, it's because I have faith in them and their businesses. So speaking of the clean team, they sent me something one time too. They sent me something from Edible Arrangements too, a delicious apple, because they're fabulous over there.
Absolutely.
Just heard the doorbell. Are you doing any open houses this weekend?
No, I'm not. My daughter's coming home from, Kimmy's coming home, well, hopefully today. I keep seeing her trying to call me because her flight's been delayed due to fog in Atlanta. She's in Alabama, so it may be a long day.
Yeah.
But she's coming home, so I can't wait to get my arms around her.
Yeah, I know. So she'll be home for a month. So Cindy's daughter is the same age as Mackenzie.
Yeah.
So all these girls have grown up with each other, and they're little women now, and it's amazing. So for open houses, yes, I'm going to be doing open house. Mary Baker, obviously my assistant, she is doing one at one of our new listings today in Abington, and I'm going to be doing one tomorrow, and that's on Walnut Street, by the way. I'm going to be doing one tomorrow over on Equestrian Way, which is new construction. It's a four-bedroom colonial. It's probably the last new construction four-bedroom colonial that I think is probably available right now in Pembroke. But we have a new subdivision coming up next year, which is going to be great. So we're going to have 34 houses going in next year. So I'll talk about more about that next year with the same contractor. But I'll be there 12 to 2. Again, that's going to be over on Equestrian Way. Put in your GPS, Pheasant Lane in Pembroke. It's off of Oldham Street. And it's a beautiful four-bedroom colonial. And again, I will be there from 12 to 2. Lots of open houses. Go to bostonconnect.com. You will be able to find all of the open houses. Enjoy our newly designed website. If you can't get into homes this weekend, and if you would like personal, you know, a buyer representation, Cindy Ford is very much available to do that. You're one of the best of the best to do that. Or you could call myself if you would like to work with both of us. We work as a team a lot, and it's a lot of fun, not just for us, but for our clients. They love it.
They do.
You know what's really good about it too is because we also have Mary, so you're actually getting three people to help you, so there's always someone there for you at all times. If you are thinking about putting your home on the market, let me back up. If you can't make any open houses this weekend only because you're doing holiday events and spending time with family and friends, which, by the way, is very important to do, and you'd like to see it during the week, just call us at the office, 781-826-7300. We can get you private showings. If you would like us to do an analysis on your home, Cindy and I are both available. Cindy's phone number is
781-367-4419.
One more time.
781-367-4419.
Perfect. And I'm Sharon McNamara, and we would love the opportunity to work for you and your family. And my number is 781-294-4848. 781-294-4848. Sharon at bostonconnect.com. And P.S., don't forget, if you need a babysitter, Casey May will be home from Italy next Thursday. Have a great weekend.